Travis and Texas DeVries did not harm any humans, Aboriginal, non-Aboriginal, or etc. in the making of this show. The brothers claim to have a direct connection to a place they call the Dreaming, which they draw upon for ancient wisdom. We know not what this dreaming is which they speak of. No responsibility will be taken by aforementioned brothers for harm incurred as a result of taking the advice contained wherein. Nonetheless, welcome to country.
Welcome back to another episode of Bro-Originals. I'm your older brother, Travis DeVries.
And I'm the little brother, Texas DeVries. We're back. Brother. How are we all doing?
You're more of a brother, really. Aren't you?
More of a brother?
Brother.
My bruv.
Yeah.
The geez.
I just don't know if you're a brother. You are my brother, but I don't know if you're a brother. Like,
oh.
You're more of a brother.
More of a brother. Brother from the same mother.
Fae mother?
What? From the same mother.
Oh. Yeah, that's
from the fame mother.
I mean, that is true. But even if we didn't have the same mother, you could, you know.
Could you still be a brother?
You could still be my brother.
Would you be my lover?
No. Well, no. Again, no. That's the fanfic. That, like, why do we have to keep coming back there?
Why do we your lover.
Okay, so someone was like, yeah, fanfic of us. And you're like, yeah, let's keep stoking that fire. And I'm like, no, let's not. Let's take it away from that fire.
You're like, how you're like, yeah, we were like, let's stoke that fire. I was like, let's stoke that fire. Travis was like, don't stoke that fire.
That's a dangerous fire. There's a lot of fires that I'm happy to blow oxygen on. This is one of the ones that I prefer to just let it die, like just let it burn itself out. But
just douse it.
You know, but like, because if you give, this is the thing with the internet, you give these people an itch, they'll take a 69.
Oh. he made it Brohim. Sexy. Bronus. My Bronus.
A ancient Broman?
What?
Okay, all right. So what if, all right, in that version of Bro Originals where we call ourselves ancient Broman. The
Broheim.
No, ancient Broman. Like we're the ancient Bromans and we conquered the Celts and other people. We built roads all over the Northern Hemisphere because we're the ancient Bromans.
Yes.
We just hang out and bro.
We have awesome concrete.
Yeah. And then our leader gets stabbed.
Volcanic ash in it.
Yeah. did we travel over the Alps or is that some other bro that came over?
It was Hannibal.
Hannibro.
Hannibro. Oh. What is this?
Broman Polanski.
Hey. Wait, what? Blue poles.
Blue poles?
Trope. Oh, that's the other guy. Anyway,
that is not Roman Polanski.
That was what's his name? Polak.
Brolak.
With the poles. Broback Mountain.
Broback Mountain.
That's the name of the fanfic.
That is.
I'm Gyllenhaal.
Well, see, this is the thing, Texas. I said don't fan the fires of the fanfic, and now you're like.
But now that I've done it, and now that I've done it so well, you're like, I could be down with that.
You're there. Peeing on it, and you've drank so much alcohol from doing Bourbon Legends the last couple of weeks that you are now pissing pure alcohol, and it's stoking that flame.
Yeah, that shit's on fire.
I do like.
Gotta be careful; it doesn't shoot back up the stream, because you know, and it's a deep burn, it's so deep, can't even lift my. Wait, no, don't say that.
So we got some. We actually did get some kind of exciting news on coming through the grapevine.
News.
Yeah, in the last couple of days, we can you can dance again up in the club. Not in the club, but you can dance again. Weddings are back. This is COVID watch 2020. Man, I'm years behind.
Streets behind.
Weddings are back on. Funerals are back on, but that's sad. It was good that we cancelled funerals, like cancelled death.
I've never been a fan of funerals, if I'm going to be honest. I'm glad they cancelled them.
Yeah, yeah, because no, I didn't need to go. But, like, because I never enjoy going. Well, no one enjoys going to funerals, let's be, like.
I was like, there's people that enjoy going to funerals.
Probably. Do you think? I do. I mean, it's got to be,
on the spread. It's all about the spread.
It's not all about the spread. J-Lo released a new track, and she did hold an online dance party for the new track, and that happened. And I was like, and then 2 days later, Australia and government in New South Wales, anyway, like, we're opening things back up. You guys can dance again, and weddings, you can get married. And
government's also like, hey, you can do drugs too.
You can do drugs at the weddings.
You can do drugs while you dance at your funeral.
The doing drugs thing, I'm all for.
It's actually a trap. They're lying. They're like, all the MPs that vote with that, or senators, or whatever the fuck how our government works, whichever ones vote with it, they're going to arrest them.
This is how they weed them out, so to speak.
Yeah. Oh, weed them out. I see what you did there.
What did I do?
You put weed in it. Shut up.
Also, they found there's been a lot of new. Like, we've taken a couple of weeks off after our 100th sode, and now we're doing this episode,
is Bro 101
Dalmatians.
After our 100th sode,
the Bro 100 one. This is Bro 101, the one where we talk about bros a lot.
Tramps Adventure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know they made a newer cartoon of, you would probably know because you have a child. So for some reason I know that they made a new cartoon, series of 101 Dalmatians. There's a fucking Dalmatian called Picasso and he's like artsy.
I didn't know this at all. Is this on Disney Plus?
It's fucking bullshit. Like,
listen out.
Yeah, it's bullshit. I don't even think Cruella DeVille's in there because she's too scary for modern day kids.
But if she doesn't scare you, nobody else will. Anyway.
Anyway, you don't want to go down that route.
I did try and watch Disney the songs and we get off the remake of The Lady and the Tramp. That was.
Oh, that's what you were talking about when I said Bro 101. Dalmatians.
Yes.
You're like, no, another dog show.
No, because 102 Dalmatians, the cartoon sequel, is called Tramp's Adventure or Little Tramp or something about the tramp. Tramping around.
102 Dalmatians.
Tramp step.
The dog got a tramp step. Dog gets a tattoo. I would actually watch that. Like,
because with Disney and it's all like, let's just remake everything in live action, even though it's not really, because it didn't have real lions on set, because that'd be crazy. Do they need to do that with the Dalmatians? Didn't we already have the Jeff Daniels one? Like, that was good. I enjoyed
that. 101 Dalmatians, or was that like a cheap knockoff? Like 99 Dalmatians and a bitch ain't one. They're all men.
99 Dalmatians and Jeff Daniels.
they're all male Dalmatians, and they're all fighting.
Oh no.
And I've run out of money to try to feed all the dogs. How did that work? Like, how did they make enough money to feed the dogs? Because the dogs killed Cruella de Vil and then somehow they inherited her fortune. It was like, now I can buy
steak.
I
think that's what happened, but it's canon now. It's,
yeah. They murdered her. Didn't she
got away with murder?
Didn't she drive her car off the bridge? Someone tell me how Cruella de Vil died. Does she die? She gets put in prison. Because because then she shows up in Home Alone 2. She's one of the...
and she's hoarding pigeons in Central Park. I'm going to make a pigeon suit.
No, in Home Alone 2 where it's like they've gone to prison. Somehow they got out of prison after they escaped. Yes, I don't need to know how Home Alone 2 starts. But they've gotten out of prison. They've escaped from prison with two other criminals. Who want to attack, and they go back to attack the kid again. It's like, fuck it, we're going after the kid.
Of all the things they could do.
We're
in New York now.
Sweet freedom and vengeance is on my mind. That's all I want. I'm reformed, and I'm ready to enter back into society, and I'm going to kill this fucking kid.
Yeah,
and he's Cruella. And she's also a hardened... She was also...
What did I miss? Did I miss half of Home Alone 2? Well, I don't remember that bit at all.
This is us spruiking that we are finally... The thing that everyone was waiting for, we're doing our Homing Alone. We're doing our Home Alone backing track this year for Christmas. All I want for Christmas is a Bro Originals Home Alone.
Commentary track. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be...
How's everyone doing with that heat? It's hot out there.
It's good today.
It's toasty.
Where I am anyway.
It's warm.
No, it's good. It's great. I'm great. I got 30 mils of rain here last night. Just me, no one else. I got 30 mils of rain.
It's all my rain. I've collected it and I'm putting it in a bucket, me and my 30 mils.
Yeah.
Good ways. How is everyone doing? I would like to know how our listeners are feeling about it being hot. Every year in Australia, it suddenly...
I'm trying to listen for the listeners.
It hits a certain temperature and everyone's like, guys, it's hot again. And we forgot that this
hot.
We forgot that this happens once a year. and then all of the... Jade and I went to buy a portable air conditioner because we're on the top...
Oh, they're so good.
We're on the third floor of an apartment block and we're getting all of... And it's the top floor and we're getting all the heat from the sun, but also all of the rising heat from...
Yeah, because hot air rises.
Hot air does rise. You got to be careful with that stuff.
You got to be careful your apartment doesn't float away if you're on top.
Anyway, I went to go like 3 weeks ago, and Jay was like, we didn't get very good customer service in the Good Guys that we went to. I'm not going to name which I've written an email already. Anyway, so we left.
I've done my complaining.
And then we went back last week. And then they were all sold out, so we didn't get one. So we're warm. I've been experimenting with different window opening configurations in my house, and seeing.
Oh, because you haven't had to deal with the heat in this new house yet, have you?
No, this is the thing. I move literally every year at the moment for the last 3 years. I've moved once a year, and now I have to figure out a new housing. Heat and cold configuration every time I move. How are we gonna deal with it this year? Let's get some wind coming in here and set up a fan that blows that this way, and and then the bad guys do come in and I've got like fully six fans set up and then they get tar thrown on them and feathers blown onto them via the fans.
Okay,
and I'm Macaulay Culkin.
Yes. It'll be like me when I'm doing the podcast now. I've got my portal aircon pointing from 5 meters away to this door, and then a fan at this door blowing that onto me. It's a whole system.
They can hear
it. It's probably very inefficient and creating a mass amount of greenhouse gases. But I'm nice and cool while I sit at the computer. So
and you're
worth
one
it.
Man, like you're one man. What can one man do to combat a lot, Scott? Question.
Who the fuck is Scott?
I'm pretty sure my dog is racist as hell. I'm a Woggle guy and all of my close family are Woggles. My dog had only ever been around my family until a few weeks ago when my Aboriginal friends came around to my house and my dog just seemed pissed off. He even started barking at them and he never barks. Is my dog racist and how do I fix this from barking at shadows in South Warwick?
Yum.
Damn.
Your dog racist.
Well, I mean, dogs...
Oh, look, there's a white person at the door. My dog barking.
I don't think the dog is racist. I think it's the world that's wrong. And the dog is... dogs can't be racist. They don't see colour. Boom. David Attenborough taught me that.
Ooh. Yeah. Because the dog's only seen blue.
Oh, no, they see black and white. So they
no, they don't.
They would see. They would.
You learnt that. You learnt that off Turner and Hooch or whatever it's called, and it's not true.
I'm pretty sure I learned it off Mrs. Doubtfire.
One of them. One of them. How annoying is it when you hear a fact on a movie and you fully just think it's fact for all of your childhood and well into adulthood until you realise, oh, that's not right. That should be not allowed. Yeah, someone should write a letter to Hollywood.
To Hollywood.
Just to @Mr. Hollywood. Mr. and Mrs. Hollywood.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Hollywood, please fix all of the children. Like, you should have a disclaimer at the beginning of, hi, I am my name's Travis DeVries, and my colleague, Texas DeVries here, would just like to talk to you very quick about how we can figure out how to fix the world in general. One, racist dogs, they don't see color, or do they?
We need more of them.
Yeah, and we need more racist dogs. Like, and if we could know which dogs are racist and which ones aren't, because, like, that would help as well. But also, you guys, you're the ones that taught me that babies are found in the cabbage patch. And I now know that that's not how it works. And I'm weird about the sex thing now, because that now I realize now that that makes babies.
Yeah, where did the cabbage patch thing come from?
Don't know.
I mean, but cabbage patch babies.
Just those people who are listening to this episode and still think that the you find babies out in the cabbage patch or babies coming from storks, I'm here to break it to you. That's not a real thing.
It's a lie. They come from racist dogs.
No.
Racist dogs bring your baby. Wait, what?
I'm not going to actually... Oh, no. I'm not going to tell you exactly how babies are made, because I'm still a little iffy on the sort of mechanics of it myself. But I believe it has something to do with Jesus and God himself. And also lady parts.
Ooh. Ooh. God's lady parts.
No, not God's lady parts.
Because God is Alanis Morissette. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. So racist dog, how do you fix it? Well, you've just got to talk. I mean, this is the same. I would treat a racist dog the same way that you would treat a human who's potentially racist. You've got to sit them down, get them to watch American History X, because that will fix everything. Like that. No, like that's the, like, this is, oh, I understand now. When they made that movie,
if Ed Norton can come good, we can all come good.
Edward Norton, after they, okay, I know that this didn't happen like chronologically, but like if they can take Edward the Hulk off Edward Norton, and then he can still be turned around and be like, I'm a good person in society, even after Disney took the Hulk off me, then, you know, we can fix a racist dog as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give him positive reinforcement. When the dog sees black people, give him treats. Get the Aboriginal people to give him treats as well.
Yeah, that's actually how I fix everything with my dog. Like, because he won't let anyone in the house. He's not racist. He's peopleist to just anyone.
Oh, he's speciesist?
Well, I don't know if that's the term. But if you slowly feed him over the kitchen bench for a while, he'll like you. It might take a couple of weeks.
Your dog's also a conspiracy theorist. Like, he, you know, he's heavily...
Yeah, he doesn't believe people are real.
Yeah. Except for David Icke. Your dog believes that David Icke...
David Icke? David it's David Icke, but Icke.
David Icke. He believes that David Icke is the only real human being and everyone else is fake.
Fuck. News. What if this dog isn't racist? What if it just can spot reptilians?
What if? Yeah, see? This is the thing. The dog could be... Oh, but black people... only lots of black people. The dog's racist. Holy shit. I've come full circle on this one. I've changed my mind.
I said this at the very start. This dog is clearly racist.
Do you put the dog down? Like, sad about it. But he has to die.
But also, fuck that racist dog.
Punch him. No, well, don't. Oh. RSPCA. Peter's going to be honest now.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Not Peter.
Do
you remember when Peter put out that post about, like,
yes,
people celebrating Steve Irwin?
Yes.
And they were like, you shouldn't do that. That's terrible. And everyone was like, crikey. Crikey, Peter. Know.
Thanks, Peter.
You're bloody wild.
No, but I actually kind of agree with Peter on that we shouldn't be celebrating Steve Irwin. Not because of, like, any of the, like, he did do some bad things. He's just a twat. Like, he's just a stupid fucking idiot. Like, he wasn't even cool.
I watched Collision Course not that long ago. It's a fucking great movie.
Dude just runs up and grabs a spider. Like, it's like, oh, I'm teaching people how to be conserving animals.
I mean, yeah, look, he did some weird shit on his show, but he was also, like, fucking amazing when it came to what he did with, like, helping crocodiles and, like, relocation of crocodiles instead of just having farmers shoot them up in NT and stuff like that.
But this is the thing. Should have relocated the farmers. So he's, you know, Steve Irwin's part of the problem.
Oh, shit. Well, if you want to be like that.
I do.
Fuck. All right.
I would know very much so.
I don't know where to go.
Well, and also, but this is the thing.
My buddy Steve.
The guy's owned a zoo. And also, like, now we've got a... Basically, they've become the Australian royal family. Like, and we have to celebrate their kids and all of that. Why?
I mean, I don't bother with that. That's yeah.
And this is what Americans... this is what the rest of the world think we look like.
Yeah.
Also, Steve,
for all the listeners that haven't seen me, I am blonde-haired and blue-eyed and wear khakis and a whatever that shirt is all the time.
With the khakis.
Beautiful blonde bowl cut.
Should we explain it? You're doing Yahoo's now. You're taking over. I'm doing the regular questions. You're taking over with the Yahoo's and Deadlies. It's a new regime in 101.
I'm taking them over. It's time for a Yahoo.
Do you want me to talk you through it? Do you need a hand? Like, is it like...
Well, you don't think I can do this?
Yeah.
No, it's simple. Here we are on Yahoo. This Yahoo question, Yahoo answer question, is from D-Girl Jams. D-Girl Jams. Could a clock represent history? More information.
Good question, D-Girl.
I have to represent history with an object. Do you think I could do it with a clock? What? is this meant to be for like a history project and they're doing like a timeline and using a clock?
More
information. Maybe there isn't any.
Maybe it's an art installation and they have to figure out what's the best way to represent history in art in everything.
Hmm? A clock, obviously. Clock?
What about a mummy?
What about a sand thing? The thing you turn up on its thing and the sand falls through.
That's also a clock. That's just an early clock.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
there was before the clocks had like gears and TikTok in it. Before there was TikTok, there was sand thing. There was the sands of time.
Jesus,
there was a single monk in a room, and every hour he would turn it back over, and then he would move the clock 1 hour forward.
And his name was Timey McTime Monk, and that was all he did.
Mr. Sand.
Dr. Sandman, turn us the clock. What are they called? I seriously need to know what those things are called now. Fuck. The witch uses them in Wizard of Oz. What are they called? Oh, no. And she's all like, Dorothy, you don't get this done by now. Fuck. I can't remember. It's all right. That's what Google's for.
They're called an hourglass.
Hourglass. But they don't all go for an hour. I mean, I've got one in my shower that goes for 4 minutes.
Some go for 3 minutes to cook eggs. They're called egg timers, those ones. Those ones are called egg timers. I know that.
And my one's called a shower timer.
Oh, you got one for the shower to make sure you don't get too wet.
Yeah, so you don't waste water. To make sure you don't get too wet. No, it's so you don't waste the water.
I'm a wet boy and I'm in the shower and I've been in there way too long. I've got to get out of this shower way too wet.
But I always cheat. I'll like turn it and like once it's halfway through, I'll turn it back again and be like, yeah, now my 3 minutes start. Rebel.
I have a better thing that could represent history. What if you had... If you had one object, a human can be an object, can't it?
Depends if you want to objectify someone or not, Travis.
I do, but I think this one would be okay with people. Like I know that I get sometimes a little bit iffy and like I play things close to the line politically and sexually and racially for the people out there. And some of the people are like, oh yeah, that Trav.
Classic Trav.
Oh, he's right there on the line.
The racist line. Just dancing a little jig.
But okay, I think you guys will be happy with this representation of history if we want, we just have to objectify one human. Is it, this is the question though. Is it okay to objectify one human if you save, if you, if it saves a million by representing history in the correct way?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If I objectify this human, 1 million humans won't get objectified. Is it, and is that moral question?
Yeah, it's totally fine. Whenever they ask that question in movies and shit, like, would it be worth, like, killing one person and it saves a million, but, like, do you lose yourself if you kill that one person? It's like, yes, kill the one person. If it saves a million, just fucking kill them.
Okay,
Jesus.
What if it was two people for one? Like, it was this... Okay, but what if that one was your, was your, like, the person you loved most in the world?
See,
this is the conundrum.
Oh, it's a conundrum now.
What if it was you? Would you sacrifice yourself to save a million people?
No, but I'm worth a million people. I mean, obviously.
Okay, so
have
back
you
to
met
this,
me?
Back to this person. I'm objectifying this one person, and it was going to be funny,
their
but
name's
now
clock,
it's kind of,
clock, clock.
I feel like I've built it up too much. Morgan Freeman.
Well, what?
He would represent his, like, if you just had, okay, if I was like, this was, I have to find an object to present to my history class, to, for a project that rep, and it, I have to find an object that represents history. And I was like, I'm going to bring a person. I'm bringing in my uncle, Morgan Freeman, and he'll talk
uncle
to the Morgs. Class about history. And he represents history so well, because look at all of the historical figures that he's played in movies. He could play them all.
Has he? I'm trying to think. What historical figures has he played?
Yeah, but he could just, well, God.
He
would,
he was,
play, he played
was the
God.
President once.
He was the president.
That's not a historical figure.
Yeah, he was a
God.
That's not
real.
He's
oh my
going,
God.
Whoa. Shots fired. Shots fired, my friend.
Judas. No.
Morgan Freeman. Top that, Tex.
I was like, if you need a person to represent history, Keanu Reeves, the man's a vampire. He's been around since like the 1700s. Done. I win. Is that, was that it?
Yeah, no, he didn't win. I would love to read this. I'd love to read this anonymous answer. It was the only answer to the question on Yahoo, but it's a good one. Anonymous, so we're going to call him Morgan, says,
Uncle Morgs.
You could, but if you want to get an A, you could do something different. I am a certified history teacher. You need a certificate to be a history teacher.
Certified.
So I can tell you what would impress your teacher, although I don't know your grade level. No, none of us do. It's fine.
Certified freak.
Try to draw or find a picture of that picture you looked at as a kid, where depending on how you look at it, it looks like two people looking at each other or a vase. Do you know, are you with me? Like, it's one of those trick
fucking,
pictures.
I'm lost already.
Two people looking at each other. It's also a vase. If you focus your eyes on it one way, you'll see the vase. But if you look at it another way, you see the two people looking at each other.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. This is history. Are we together here? This is history right now. Two people that are also a vase that are looking
but
at each other.
What if it wasn't a vase? What if it was a sandy, glassy hour thingy?
Yeah, it was an hourglass. Oh, no. You could find another picture like this on Google Images where it could be interpreted differently depending on how you look at it. I like the one that's a duck and a rabbit. That's my favorite, personally. I've seen another one that looks like an old lady or witch turned sideways, but something else if you look at it differently. So,
have you seen the kookaburra goat one? That's great.
Sure. Yeah, I have seen that one. but this is explain that history isn't just dates of things that happen, but that it is usually based on people's interpretations or viewpoint, and that this is it got boring, but everything else is just wild. Like, it's just like, this is, don't tell this person to do this. The clock was fine. Like, you just an object that represents history, tick, done, clock, Morgan Freeman, Keanu Reeves, done.
Hourglass.
Brobux.
You've been missing from your podcast.
Absolutely nothing at all. I need nothing.
Not bourbon?
Oh, well, I don't have any that have that.
Not legends?
Also that.
Well, here at Awesome Black presents Bourbon Legends. We've got both and more.
And I'm a host?
Oh, I'll allow it.
Co-host, maybe.
That's our co-host, Trav, and I'm your main host, Texas. This is also a podcast where we discuss different Australian folklore, cryptids, unsolved murders and other mysteries and weird shit. While I drink some bourbon, and Trav sits there looking gorgeous.
I would love some of that in my life.
Well, you can get it at awesomeblack.org.
Awesomeblack.org, you say?
Awesomeblack.org.
What is good, Bro Originals fam? My name is Mr. Rhodes. I'm a Bundjalung artist from Northern New South Wales. And I'm here to tell you all about my new single, Doing It Well, featuring Thomas Shaw. This song came about in the middle of the death of George Floyd, the Black Lives Matter movement all over the world. And this is my personal reaction to social media and the hatred and racism I seen daily and the effect it had on my emotional state. I had to constantly keep reminding myself that I need to breathe and I don't have to react to anything in the comments. So check me out, follow me everywhere at Mr. Rhodes Music. Big love to the Bro Originals, Trav and Tex, for having me. Hopefully I'll see you somewhere on the internet. Peace.
What have you got for us now, Tex?
Oh, it's time for a deadly question. Pew, 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 pew. Why are there so few black faces on television?
I actually know the answer to this. It's got similar stuff to do with the racist dog thing. Is that back when TV, this is before TV was in color, and those young people listening. Before, when TVs were first invented, they didn't have color
in the 90s
capability, and you couldn't see color on TV, and so they didn't have black people on television because you couldn't notice whether they were black or white because there was no color.
It wasn't until 2001 when they brought color to TVs.
Yeah, and then suddenly everyone realized it was like, oh, I thought these characters were black. But they're actually pasty pale guys. And that's how science works and history.
Mm.
Actually, that would have been a good object to represent history. An old black and white TV.
Oof. But you could only get ABC on. Yeah. Maybe SBS if you go out and turn the aerial a few times.
And you had an aerial made out of a coat hanger. What was, like, what was that aesthetic? Like...
What are you talking about? It was fucking lit.
I don't know that it worked. Like, did it ever really work?
One of you can use coat hangers for fucking anything, Travis. Coat hangers are like the most versatile thing in the world. Remember when we started this podcast? My mic stand. Coat hanger.
Coat hanger.
Do you know what's holding up my toilet roll in the toilet right now? Coat hanger.
Do you remember? Fuck yeah, mate. Okay, this is a little bit, this is going to be like very specific about us. I was talking, okay, this came up in the office yesterday. I was talking to the boss, the manager, and a couple of my colleagues.
Yeah, in the office.
Dewey and Daniel and Sarah. We were just hanging out, having a bit of chit-chat. And we were talking about...
Around the water cooler.
Yeah, around the... We were doing a bit of water cooler chat.
Classic office.
Yeah. It was Pam was there. And Dwight. I threw no. something at Dwight. I fucking hate that guy. Anyway.
I've never watched that show.
What show?
The show of your life in the office that you film and send me all the time.
Anyway, we were standing around chatting about how, like, kids these days don't know how to use a dial-up phone. Like, the one that, like, the ring, the dial-up.
Good for them.
Yeah. I was like, isn't it sad? I was like, no. I mean, it's also not sad that the kids don't have to. One, we had a room for a while that was the phone room. Do you remember when we lived around at the Folly?
Yes.
And
yes, I do.
The phone would ring. Every kid would run for it just to answer it and be the one that could go and tell the parents who's calling. But also, the kids these days don't have to jiggle an antenna on top of the roof of their house to get TV reception.
Oh man, I remember standing out there for like half an hour, and I'd go to walk away, and you'd shout out the window, be like, "The Simpsons just cut out. Just keep holding on to it." This is bullshit. I don't watch The Simpsons.
You all. But that's like we all had a turn. But
yeah,
we were a really good team. I would say
it'd be like Travis and that. It would like be their turn during something like Neighbours that no one wanted to fucking watch anyway.
You love Neighbours. You love Neighbours as much as you
good old mate Toadie. That's the only person I can remember from Neighbours.
What Toadie. About Shazza and Breve?
I don't know any. Are these real names?
Shane.
Carl Carlson. Wait, no, that's it.
Dr. Flurg.
Yes, but no, like kids will never know like the fucking shock of when you'd finally get bloody mini clips to load a game after an hour.
And
then Travis would be a prick and go and lift the phone and put it down and be like,
gotcha.
Then the internet just cuts out completely.
Okay, but back to the TV thing again and the antenna. Why did we never like, why did the antenna move around? Why didn't we just point it in one direction and it got all of the stations? It was
it didn't work like that.
It didn't work like that. The stations came from different directions.
They moved all over the place.
Inside the house. It was the worst. Like you had to go outside. Like city folk didn't know about this. And this is probably blowing some city people's minds right now.
Yeah, they wouldn't. We only had ABC until we were like maybe when I was 10 or something. Yeah, yeah. Like, that was all we had. We got you'd get lucky and you'd get like SBS for an hour.
This is why I'm like strangely like unnaturally like have a crush on Miff Warhurst is because we only had the ABC.
Wait, you also have a crush on Miff Warhurst?
I still do.
But it was just me.
She's amazing.
I love Double J. I really don't. Double J sucks. Good job for trying.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, Double J. No, like I still like Miff, but like just
Double J.
Double J. Question. What's the worst, most annoying thing well-meaning Wuggle allies can do? I'm still learning and I just want to know what I should steer clear of. Also, what do you say to someone who is trying to be a better person but still fucks up due to being an awkward human? That's from Awkward Ally in Annandale. You say, good job.
Most annoying thing.
Good job. Well done. You tried. You died. Big fail.
What? Who are they saying this to? Black people?
No. Someone who is trying to be a better person but still fucks up during being an awkward human being. You got dunk on them.
Oh, you're answering the second question.
Yeah. I'm going back. I'm going from the back to the front.
You're working it back. Working it back to the future.
Yeah. I would be like, yeah, you done fucked up, son, but that's all right. We're all out here just trying to be better people, and it's going to be okay. We'll get through this together. But also, could you please do better next time?
You're a bit nice, aren't you? Whatever happened to tough love, mate?
Tough love. Here's a note from my mom that says you were mean to me, and can you please take it to your parents and get them to come and call my mom?
Our mum would not have done that at all. What are you talking about?
Nah, she doesn't like
confrontation.
Confrontation, that's right. Yeah. The worst, most annoying thing well-meaning Woggle allies can do, Tex. Go. The worst.
This is a tough. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever met a well-meaning Woggle ally.
Oh.
Is there any of our listeners? Are you a well-meaning?
Literally, literally one of our listeners sent this in. Like this is a question from one of our listeners.
Wait, our listeners send these questions in?
Yes,
they
do.
Just appeared.
No, I don't just scoop them up from the sidewalk. I'm not out there with a wheelbarrow and a shovel finding questions.
Oh,
because that would
you're
be
doing, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, that would be great, but that would be the
that'd
easy
be great.
Way. No, I have a system. They send them in anyway.
All right. The worst, most annoying, but well-meaning Woggle ally, the thing that a Woggle ally thing can do is, fuck, I don't know.
I've stepped on my foot once at a rally, and
bastards.
That hurt. That, I mean, it was pretty shit at the time. But like, I'm not. I haven't held on to it.
Oh, it.
But okay. I still remember it. That's the thing. Like, it's this is the thing. It's the ones that like catch you in the middle of the night when you wake up and you're like, damn, that got me. Like, I think the thing is that like I probably forget about things pretty quickly. I don't hold on to grudges. So, I mean, I do hold on to grudges in the sense that like if your family was a racist genocidal twats, then like I hold on to that. I blame you for the actions of your family.
Of your ancestors.
Yeah. And I hope that one day me or my like progeny will probably like destroy your progeny because of it. Like final payback. Judge Dredd style.
Ooh.
Pretty like with a helmet.
Judge DeVries.
Judge DeVries.
Judge Dredd. Damn it.
Yeah, say that one really fast 3 times.
What? Judge Dredd Drees?
Yeah.
Judge Dredd Drees, Judge Dredd Drees, Judge Dredd Drees. He's dredging the bottom of the dredging trees.
I think like one of the worst things you can do is like take the most annoying. This is not the worst, but it's pretty annoying. I find it pretty annoying. And this is serious now, not in the gym, even though, you know, this is supposed to be about having fun for us, not for you. Well, you can have fun while you're listening, but we have fun while we're doing. Shall I get to it?
Fun times.
Yeah, yeah. So there's like when you say one thing and then you're like, I'm an ally, and you're like, fuck yeah, you pull your ally sword out and you're like, this is how you'd be an ally, everyone. Learn from me. Not that like, it happens more than you think. And then you're like, the elders told me I could.
You don't get to tell people how to ally.
Well, yeah. That's our job. Tex, do you have a Yahoo?
Oh, do I ever? Yahoo. And this Yahoo comes from, it's anonymous, but we're just going to call it from Awesome Ally. How can I eat a lot of food without feeling full too fast?
Good question. I also I feel like this is my wheelhouse. What?
Cool.
No, like I.
Do you get full quick? Is this a problem you have to deal with, Trav?
I think yeah. So sometimes I do. When I've been hungry for a long time, like at least 2 or 3 hours, and I'm like, oh, I could go for a burger and some chips and a shake or something. Like, oh, I could go eat for a big meal.
Burger, 15 pickles and a purple plum.
Yeah, because this is our primary school episode.
Table, here I come.
Okay, table, here I come. I said it. I didn't know I had to continue on your call and response thing that you were doing.
I'm never looking for a response. I just want you to know that. I'm always happy to respond to myself.
Okay, great. Good to know. And I'm really though, you do call and response with yourself?
I'm feeling really full of responses.
Okay, so if I've been hungry, let me get back into this thing. If I've been hungry for a little while, and I'm like, oh yeah, I should get a big meal, and then I get the meal, and I have a sip of my shake, I have a couple of fries, because I always start with the fries. That's a big mistake as well. That fills you up. Don't do that. Don't get into the fries. You got to get into the real food first.
Your little line you slipped in there and tried to move past is the entire reason you're feeling full. Don't get a fucking shake with your meal, because that's just another meal.
Shake is not a meal.
It is, though.
It's like, a drink. It's an optional. It's a drink. It's a drink option.
It's got ice cream and shit in it. Like, it is a meal.
No. This is like pizza folded over is a sandwich. No, it's not. That's bullshit. Pizza is pizza, folded over, it's just a folded pizza. It's not a sandwich.
I totally agree with that. What's that got to do with fucking shakes being a drink?
Shakes are a drink.
They are fucking not.
You don't eat it with a spoon. You eat it with a straw. You don't say I'm gonna go and eat a shake, do you?
Yeah, but like say you have a spider.
Do you, Texas?
fizzy drink with a scoop of ice cream in it. Like, that's a meal.
That's not a meal.
Because there's a scoop of ice cream in
it. That's a fancy boy drink.
That's... It's a fancy floaty drink.
Okay, Texas. I want you to play in the little world where we've created right now, where you're like, I'm gonna tell me you're going to the store, the cafe.
Oh, I'm off to the store cafe.
To eat.
Eat.
A.
What is going on?
Shake.
Yeah, to eat myself a shake.
No! How, like, did that not just feel completely wrong in...
Look, I don't give a shit if in terminology and shit like that it's, you know, the correct, political correct term for a shake is it's a drink. Well, it's PC gone mad!
No, it's not! This has nothing to do with PC!
Look, a shake is a fucking meal, alright? It's got ice cream in it, it's a meal.
All right. So, okay, back. Look, I'm not going to grant you that. I'm not going to, like, agree to disagree on this one.
I'm not going to grant Denya that one.
But, like, okay, a shake is not a meal. It's a drink. Sure, I'm not going to fill up on shake, though.
A mealy drink.
I'm just, the shake is just the the liquid I use to grease my wheel to get the food down.
Ugh.
Yeah, I said it.
I don't think I've had a shake with, like, a burger and fries in, like, 10 years or something, because that's just fucked up.
Anyway,
maybe
I
I'm,
just,
like, lack.
Don't, this is the thing. You eat, don't eat lots of little food during the day. If you know you're going for a big restaurant meal, if you're going to tuck in, don't like, starve yourself during the day, because then you get there and you're like, oh, shit. Half a slice of pizza, I'm done. Oh man. Because your body doesn't actually... Here's the thing.
You've got to stretch your stomach.
No, you don't have to stretch your stomach. You just keep your stomach working. Your body doesn't need as much food as we eat nowadays, but you just want it. Like, and you don't want to waste that restaurant money. You've saved up all week to go to this friggin' restaurant. And you're like, I'm going to get it. I'm going to... All you can eat. And I'm going to eat proper. And then you get there and, like, oh, I starved myself because I thought I'd really enjoy it more if I did. And look at me now. Just
look at me now. There's still all you can eat. Fuck.
Sizzler.
Sizzler's gone, mate.
Sizzler is not gone.
They died. We talked about this a couple of months ago on the podcast. They all shut. They're all dead now.
I'm Googling it right now.
There was 10 left in the there was 10 left in the entire country and they all gave up.
Is Sizzler still open?
Can I get an all you can eat at the pasta and vegetable bar and dessert bar? But no one goes.
No.
Told ya. Oh. We talked about this. This was one of our openers in the show not that long ago.
No, the last Sizzler restaurant to close by next month on this is from October the 3rd, 2020. Campbell Town Sizzler to close by next month.
Oh, you could have checked out.
I could have gone to the closing party.
The fact that I talked about this on the show and you just completely zone out anything I say. Now you've missed out on the pasta bar at Sizzler.
This is the worst thing to happen in 2020.
Oh, Sizzler shutting. That's the worst thing to happen in 2020. No, you've heard it here first.
I didn't even know that I still wanted it, but now that I've said
but
it
now
out
that
loud,
it's gone.
Now that it's gone, now I'm upset.
Oh dear.
I'm cut to the very fabric of my being.
Anyway, speaking of wanting like more food, like not wanting to feel full, you shouldn't really drink anything while you're eating.
That
does fill you up.
What if you're just eating a dry Weet-Bix? You put milk in your cereal. That's drinking while you're eating.
No, because this is a shake conundrum. But now it's a Weet-Bix thing. I'm eating it. I'm eating it with a spoon. How can I be drinking it? You piece of shit.
No, you can drink out of a spoon. If I put water in a spoon and put it in my mouth, I'm not eating water.
If you can drink out of a spoon, you can eat out of a fucking straw, all right?
No, you can't. You can, yes, you can.
What about the straws with the little spoon on the end you get with your frozen Coke? That counts as eating, doesn't it? Gotcha. Gotcha. A spore.
They call it a spore.
No, that's what you get from fucking fungi. There's a spore in me Coke. Now it's sprouting fungi.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us for another episode of Pro Originals.
For the worst episode episode we've ever done.
It's been a real hoot and a holler. I wanted to thank you for hanging out for this one because it was good. We have hit summer. This is our 101. We're changing things up a little bit. We're experimenting and exploring new things, both orally and mentally and sonically and sexually.
Yeah.
If you want to find us on Facebook, we're at Bro Originals Podcast or the Awesome Black, Friends of Awesome Black group on Facebook, and join the fun. We shitpost a lot and pick on Texas for liking Skitsmix still.
Yeah, Travis makes up shit about me liking Skitsmix to make himself feel better.
What the fuck?
And we let him go with it because, you know, he's been a bit sad lately, so we got to give him that one.
If you have a question that you would like us to answer to get to on the show, send it to thebrooriginals@gmail.com and we'll get to your question on the show. We did just, very exciting, just in time for Christmas, we released our Kinky Curry t-shirts. We came up with Kinky Curry like over 2 years ago, the sex store that designs marital aid specifically for the Aboriginal body, the Aboriginal sexual appetite. And we made that store up. You didn't know that it was made up at the time, but it was. And now they've got their first t-shirt out.
Don't buy the clap sticks. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the show. Tex, do you have our final deadly question? Oh, sorry.
Oh, shit.
Thanks to Awesome Black for having us on the network.
Well, thanks, Awesome Black. Don't forget you can follow us Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, head on to iTunes, leave us a review, give us 5 stars, and then just roast the shit out of us. If you really hate us, still just give us 5 stars and tell us how shit we are.
Yeah, because if
Final Deadly.
Oh, yeah, Final Deadly, yeah.
Why are dingoes considered too dangerous to keep?
I'm Travis DeVries.
I'm Texas DeVries.
We're Bro Originals.
We'll be black. You stay right there.
AwesomeBlack.org.
Comedy, culture, fun.
First Nations owned.
Supported by you.